Two-time presidential candidate Ross Perot died earlier this week at age 89. The Texas billionaire's influence in Texas goes beyond business and politics. TPR's Camille Phillips reports part of his legacy is a lasting influence on the state's education policy.
Perot took on Friday Night Lights as chair of a state education task force in 1984. One of the working group's more controversial recommendations was a policy called No Pass, No Play. It barred students from extracurriculars, including football, if they failed a class. At one public hearing, Perot reportedly said, quote, "If the people of Texas want Friday night entertainment instead of education, let's find out about it." Charles Brightup is executive director of the University Interscholastic League, which was tasked with enforcing the policy.
The fact that he attacked football, which everyone considered the sacred cow, no one would ever touch football in Texas, but he did. He tackled football. Pun not intended.
Brightup was a basketball coach at Westbrook High School in Beaumont when the policy became law.
I don't think any school person, not being one of them, wanted to be told that what we were doing was not sufficient. Everyone thought they were doing a good job, but as you took a hard look at it, sometimes our rules were the problem. We weren't strict enough.
He says he lost three starters in the middle of district play in 1985.
They were done for the season because you had to sit out 6 weeks, couldn't practice with us, and it ruined our season. So it came to light, you know, we better take this seriously. We better start having study halls, and we better start doing more to work with our kids.
San Antonio ISD Athletic Director Todd Howie says almost 1,000 high school football players lost eligibility in the San Antonio region the first year the law went into effect.
I don't know the specifics, but more than likely those kids were probably from high poverty schools. Most of them were. So it didn't play well.
Howie says a lot of students that lost eligibility the first few years ended up dropping out of school. He says the six-week ban often meant they lost an entire season of competition. But he's a supporter of the revised law passed in 1995. It gives students a chance to return to competition in 3 weeks if they bring their grades up and allows them to keep going to practice.
The premise is right, and it's a good thing to have, and I think how we have it now is perfect. But when you kick a kid out of athletics and you say you can't be around your teams anymore, you can't be around your coaches anymore, you're supposed to go home and study, well, that's not going to happen.
The no pass, no play policy sparked outrage and lawsuits from parents and coaches, but ultimately prevailed. Brightup and Howie say that despite the opposition and the ruined seasons, the policy shifted expectations for the better over time. Howie says he encourages his coaches to use extracurriculars as a tool to motivate their students to learn.
Academics is the most important thing, but those kids don't get up in the morning excited about going to math class. They're excited about being around their friends, practicing football, or going to band.
No pass, no play is only part of Perot's educational legacy. The law passed in 1984 also set maximum class sizes, established preschool for eligible four-year-olds, and added a testing component to high school graduation requirements. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.